from paying the price of passiveness. I have to admit, our first female prime minister is pleasant to look at. She rarely bores me, especially when she stops saying "naka" in a high-pitched tone. I found myself listening to her, trying hard to find out her character, something other than just being an attractive woman, a corporate executive, and, of course, the favorite baby sister of Thaksin Shinawat. Unfortunately, her image is a lot better than her words. Since July, I've witnessed how she can talk a great deal to voters without actually telling them anything. Perhaps I have a bias against her, but only because I've never seen her participate in any public forum with rival politicians. During the campaign, Yingluck spoke to her supporters as if she was reading off a script, even in her interviews. According to reporters who closely followed her on the campaign trail, Yingluck's addresses to the public were prepared by a group of speechwriters on the campaign team. However, after taking up the post of prime minister, she's resorted to the walk-away tactic, like when she simply turned her back on reporters at Government House, presumably because she had no script in hand to help her answer questions about rumors of the foreign ministry asking the Japanese embassy to grant a visa to her convicted brother. I really do believe that Yingluck is a clone of her brother. Their images are well crafted by a brilliant PR team designed to mesmerize the public. People are tamed by their gripping, easy-to-understand dialogue and their subtle but manipulative one-way communication style. They come across as casual, accessible, yet elusive, like watching flashing images on the television. But after watching these fast-cutting images for a while, you become numb and tend to forget what to ask or why you have to ask serious questions concerning the welfare of the country and its people. Why bother? Just enjoy the show.